So welcome to day one of part one of the Heart series. Now, up to now, we've been focusing very much on ourselves primarily, looking at how we can become more comfortable with the mind as it is, with the physical sensations as they are, and looking at the impact that in turn can have on those around us. But in the Heart series, we're going to take a slightly more direct route in terms of how the meditation impacts those around us. In fact, the very focus of our meditation is going to be on the happiness and the well-being of others. And this has a really interesting sort of impact on the mind. It's tempting to think that somehow we might lose out a little bit now if we're not focusing on ourselves. But if you just think about those times in life when you've done something kind of kind, something nice for another person, the kind of happiness that you get to experience in those moments, the pleasure that you get to experience, in many ways is far more enjoyable than those moments when we actually try very hard to do something that will make ourselves happy. There's something just really sort of heartwarming about seeing another person happy and knowing that we're contributing in some way to that. So, of course, we're still working with the ideas of awareness and focus and clarity. All of those still are an essential part of the meditation. And we're still working with the visualization as well. So we're continuing with a similar kind of technique, but now we're no longer working with the form of our own body. We're actually projecting an image in the mind. It's really important that as you do this exercise, you still allow this visualization, this image to come to mind very easily. You don't have to force it in any way. It's still a very gentle process. And it's almost as though it's happening without any effort required whatsoever. As always, I'll lead you through it. But to begin with right now, just take a moment to get comfortable in the chair. And when you're ready, in your own time, just beginning with some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes, allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. As you become more aware of your physical senses and the space around you. And now just bringing the attention back to the body, back to any physical sensations in the body. I'm just taking the time now to scan down from head to toe, just noticing equally the areas of comfort and discomfort. So still taking the time to notice that underlying mood as well, if there's a particular emotional tone to the mind right now. Being clear about why you're doing this exercise and who it is you hope it will benefit. And as always, one last reminder. This requires very little effort. It's about letting go rather than trying harder. So just sitting back and allowing the process to unfold. But beginning the exercise by just taking a minute or two just to settle the mind on the breath and on that rising, falling sensation. So continuing to follow the breath in that way, very gently beginning the next phase of the exercise, the visualization, in just the same way as you did in the creativity series, I'd like you to imagine a pinprick of light in the center of the chest, in the middle of the body. And within that pinprick of light, the qualities of brightness, lightness, warmth, but also of kindness. And it's as though as soon as you become aware of that pinprick of light, it begins to expand in just the same way as you did with the last exercise. As it's expanding, and as you're aware of that expansion, I'd just like you to remember a time where you've done something, said something, or given something nice to another person. It can be something physical, it might have been something you said, simply a hug, it could have been anything at all. But just remembering what the person said in return, their facial expression, how it felt to see that person happy as a direct result of something that you'd done. That visualization still continuing in the background, filling the entire body. On the one hand, you have the visualization. On the other, you have this sense of happiness, of pleasure in seeing this other person happy. You take about 30 seconds for that to expand throughout the body. Now, having become more aware of that sense of happiness and kindness within yourself, the next thing I'd like you to do is to imagine somebody who you really respect or admire. It can be somebody close, a friend, a parent, or it could be somebody who you've heard about, maybe somewhere else in the world. Doesn't matter actually, but just imagining that person sitting in a place where you think they'd be very comfortable. It might be in the countryside, on a beach, in the mountains, or even just on a very big, comfortable chair, a sofa. But seeing them sat there, knowing yourself how it feels to be happy, wanting that other person to experience the same, just like you to imagine in the center of their chest now, that same pinprick of light has all the same qualities, all the same potential. And in just the same way as you did with yourself, as soon as you become aware of that pinprick of light, it just begins to expand. Expands in 360 degrees, so in every direction. And you can see it brings the person a sense of ease, sense of relaxation. You see their muscles begin to soften, the mouth begin to smile. And at the same time, that sense of spaciousness and light just sort of spreads throughout their body. Begin to see that happiness reflected in the look in their eyes. That's a broader smile now. A sense of happiness really filling the entire body until it looks as though they simply couldn't be any happier. And just stay with that image just for another 30 seconds, a minute or so. All of the focus on that individual, that person, looking happy, relaxed, calm and at ease. If you get distracted, just bring the mind back to that image. Just try that for a short while now. And now just letting go of that focus. Letting the mind be completely free in that space. And now just bringing the attention back to the body, back to those physical points of contact, back into the physical senses. As in your own time, you just gently open the eyes again. And just take a moment to pause. Before you move, continue with your day. Just be aware of how you feel right now. And also that intention to be clear as you continue throughout the day. And now, in your own time, you can just sit back in the chair. Now, obviously, today, it's the first day, there's quite a bit of instruction, new instruction, so there's a lot of talking. As we go through the days, there'll be less and less talking, and you'll have time to just focus on that visualization, and even to do it slightly more slowly, so it fills that entire period of silence in the meditation. Hopefully, you got a sense, even today, how when you become more aware of it in yourself, it's that much easier to share with others. And that's the point of that first part of the exercise. It's very difficult to generate or cultivate or to share a sense of happiness and kindness with others when we don't really have a sense of it for ourselves. And unfortunately, surprisingly, we don't always have a sense of kindness towards ourselves. So it's really important to remember to do that bit first. Don't worry if you can't remember a time when you have done something nice. It does happen sometimes. That's absolutely fine. And you can just kind of maybe have a sense that that's being cultivated within yourself. And you may like tomorrow and for the other days just to have somebody in mind before you begin of who you're going to visualize. But I'll leave it there for now, and I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow for day 2 of part 1.